Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Several years ago, economist Mark Skousen asked me to deliver a presentation on the monetary system of ancient Rome for his Las Vegas Freedom Fest conference and whether America is declining similar to the fall of the Roman Empire. I was happy to oblige. After I did so, I realized this presentation could be adapted for high school world history classes to augment their coverage on the rise and fall of Rome. I modified my program and titled it The Rise and Fall of Rome's Money and What It Means for America Today. I first approached Ross Baldwin, who taught world history to my two youngest children at Lansing Catholic High School. He welcomed the chance to provide his students the opportunity to make history come alive to them as they held actual coins that circulated in ancient Rome. The presentation also tied in what happened long ago to America's history and what is going on in this country today. The presentations were successful. I have given them to the students at this school every year since, and have also conducted this program at other high schools in Michigan and to other organizations around the country. I anticipate being able to donate my time to make presentations at even more schools in the future. Ross Baldwin helped me improve my presentation to better fit the time limitation and to make it more relevant to students. Sadly, Ross died a week ago, much too young. His students are better for having known him. My own life and efforts are better because he lived. I will miss him. The conclusion of my presentation about ancient Rome's monetary system carries a message of major importance today to students in schools and those who continue to learn through the course of their lives. The conclusion explained the causal relationship between the rise and fall of Rome as a world leader. It is just as relevant for America today. Please take a few moments to think about what this means. You cannot have real peace and prosperity unless you can absolutely trust the money. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.